Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're broadcasting live at the Florida Chiropractic Association's annual meeting called The National in Orlando, Florida. It's always great being at meetings like this because we have a chance to meet key influencers, key practitioners, thought leaders, and capture new insights on any new technologies or treatment modalities that are taking place in the chiropractic and holistic healthcare world. One of those key influencers is actually with us today, Dr. Matthew Antonelli, who's a practicing chiropractor in North Carolina, right outside Charlotte, a place called Mooresville, North Carolina. And Dr. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So it's kind of an exciting time to be at FCA. There's so many things going on. There are over 2,000 physicians here, and this place is like a buzz. You know, we got people already lined up here to kind of listen to you and to this interview. So you can feel the energy.
Oh, you can. This is my first time here, so it's unbelievable. I just took a walk around earlier, and it's amazing. It's huge and bigger than anything I've been to before.
Yeah. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you became interested and decided to become a chiropractor, and what excites you most about chiropractic healthcare.
So it's a personal experience, actually. I fell on ice when I was a kid walking my dog, flat on my back. I think I was 8 or 9 years old.
So much for walking dogs.
Right? and my family always went to chiropractors. They just didn't know the details of how it's working. They just knew if your back hurt, you went. That was their information. But my mom took me to see my chiropractor, and he said, you're probably going to have some problems when you start to grow and go through puberty and everything like that. And I did. My 12th, 13th birthday, it hit, and I had almost like asthma-like symptoms. Wow. And I went to the MDs. I got asthma medication, inhalers. Nothing worked. So finally she took me to see her chiropractor, and since then that's the only thing that works. After I get adjusted, it immediately goes away, and I've maintained it over the years, and it's just something I was always interested in. I didn't know if I was capable of doing something like that. I stayed in the field. I was in health, personal training, always working out, wanted to go that route, and finally did an internship with a chiropractor. Absolutely loved it, and I just took off from there.
Yeah, great. So you did your undergraduate work at Cortland State in New York?
Correct.
And that was in kinesiology?
It was.
Right. And so that was a great launching pad or foundation for what you were learning.
And it was a focus in fitness development. So we were pretty much being strength and conditioning coaches, working with sports teams, making the workout programs for everyone. So a lot of biomechanics and how the body works. So it was kind of in that realm.
Right. That's awesome. Then you went to chiropractic school at New York College of Chiropractic?
I did, and I also did a Master's of Anatomy and Physiology instruction there while I was doing the doctorate program.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're primarily interested in your own practice. What do you see mostly? Is it neck and back pain?
I've honestly seen a full spectrum of everything. I've worked in sports offices where we worked with NASCAR rehab. I ended up working with some of the Panthers, actually, some Olympic athletes, all the way down to pregnancies. And my youngest patient is 3 weeks old, actually.
Wow.
So I've seen it all different various conditions and cases, and they all respond well. It's just something I just love to do. I love to give this care, and I got certified in acupuncture as well, and I combine that with my care. And on top of, obviously, nutritional supplementation, creating my own form and view of functional medicine is my ideal goal. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, you're also an acupuncturist, and you use a really cool technique that's pretty effective. It's kind of dry needling acupuncture. But tell us a little bit about that and some of the big improvements that you see.
Yeah, so I trained with traditional Chinese acupuncture, but I did a lot of hands-on dry needling as well. And dry needling, even for high-end athletes, I found that they're very uncomfortable by it. They knew it worked. They wanted to do it, but it was painful. It was uncomfortable. It's something that just doesn't look pleasant. And you find more time spending talking to the patient about how it's going to work. And don't worry, it's not as bad as you think. And I kind of created my own protocol. Instead of just hitting traditional Chinese medicine points, which I do hit some, I do electroacupuncture. So I can use way smaller needles. I'm not uncomfortable at all. Most patients don't even feel it enter the skin at all. And then I'll put a current into that that'll override the hypertonic muscle, depending on what you're going after, what condition you're working with. But it usually works easy. Chiropractic-wise, afterwards, the adjustments are so much smoother. It's so much easier. The patients, it dials down pain. It's overriding those nerve receptors, those seized fibers, those pain fibers. So it's just something I developed on my own. So it's more of like a medical acupuncture standpoint with a mix of dry needling.
Yeah, great. So do you have like a standard or routine protocol that you go through?
It really depends. So unless they're really apprehensive with acupuncture, we can do just the electric acupuncture without needles. I mean, that works as well. But typically, depending on the condition, I'll usually start with that, some kind of soft tissue manipulation, the electric acupuncture, and then followed by particular adjustments, mobilizations. Not everyone needs a particular adjustment. Sometimes it's a deep stretch mobilization we need to work with. So really case by case dependent.
Cool. One of the things that's been great is that you've been a practitioner at the Nutrition Innovation Center and been doing some clinical research and observations, and specifically looking at changes in the central nervous system and brain functions with EEG,
yep.
And then also using EMG to look at resulting changes in muscle function. But to tell us a little bit about some of the work that you're doing now, especially in the areas of pain and inflammation, and then how you're taking that information and learning the important role or even co-therapy benefit of nutrition with chiropractic or acupuncture.
Absolutely. So it was really interesting when we started to get into that. I didn't know what to expect taking a look at the EEG. What effect are we going to have? What are we going to see? Whether it's just nutrition or just acupuncture or just chiropractic, and really ultimately what we're working towards is combining all of it and seeing that effect. So as we just spoke about, we worked a pilot study on me just doing some of the supplementation with the hemp oil, and we saw a drastic increase in brainwave activity, specifically alpha waves, which is providing evidence that we have in a presence of less pain, which was really, really interesting. So the tools and equipment that we're using is incredible, and I really think it's going to push our profession forward, provide more evidence there, and give our providers the confidence they need to really give our patients the best care they possibly can. Because when you're confident as a practitioner, that patient picks up on that energy, they feel better, and there's, no matter what you do, there's always a component that you cannot analyze. There's an energy component, and if you have a bad atmosphere in your office, a lot of people won't get better or as fast.
Right.
If you give them that positive energy, they heal so much faster because they're confident, they have their health in your hands, and they're fully embedded in you and what you're going to do for them.
Right. So yeah, you just gave a great presentation at a luncheon seminar where you introduced this new set of data, looking at changes in EEG and EMG. And what was really impressive to the participants in the seminar was now you can administer, a chiropractic adjustment or a acupuncture therapeutic regimen and actually see what happens. I mean, everybody will accept, hey, this stuff works. But for us to be able to explain it and then be able to look at co-therapy changes, like, okay, well, if we did this and then added X nutrient, would we see different changes or firing patterns or faster adjustment? I mean, that's like taking chiropractic and nutrition to a whole new level of care.
Absolutely, and I even notice a difference in myself because I'm doing it hands-on. When I'm in the office treating patients, I'm delivering that message. It's one thing to say, okay, it works. A lot of people don't know what to expect when they're coming into the clinic, and they've been told various things. But, it's nice to say, oh, we have a lot of patients that get better here. We have, this percentage of a success rate. That's great. But when you can say, I'm actually doing it, and you can see it, this does work. You can see the patient's eyes light up, and you just feel better knowing that you're actually doing the right thing.
Right.
So I'm really enjoying seeing the hard evidence there.
It was really, really impressive to see the data on the central nervous system firing and an adjustment that was made, even just with the intervention of nutrition like omega-3 DHA and hemp oil. But tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the world of nutrition co-therapy, in particular the use of hemp. Do you see a lot of patients these days using it, or it's still being introduced and they're getting more comfortable?
I don't hear the hemp word specifically. Everyone's strung on the CBD, but I just think there's a component of lack of education on it, which what we're trying to do here, we're trying to get that point across of what we're really working with and not just the CBD. And it's a full spectrum of molecules. It's not just the CBD molecule. That's just the cure-all for everything. So I do hear a lot of people say, I've tried that, didn't really work that great for me. And it's frustrating when you actually see the evidence and know what you need to do specifically to have that effect.
Right.
So it's very, very interesting to see. But yeah, we saw some pretty good results with the pilot study we ran, and we have a few studies going on right now that's combining all those things, chiropractic care, nutritional supplementation, and we're really excited to see what changes that brings.
Right. Now, I know that you're doing some work with different athletes that are in probably more serious training than just being a kind of a highly active individual. Any special issues that you're seeing in that community of patients that in particular, I mean, are you seeing higher inflammation, more pain, being reported, or harder for recovery? What are you seeing these days in the athlete?
Mostly athletes, they respond really, really well to various techniques. I'm not saying one technique is superior than the other. especially if you're confident in your delivery. But the one thing I always go back to is not every athlete eats healthy. You know, a lot of them think that, okay, well, you know, I run all day long. I'm a football player, so-and-so, whatever level of athlete you are, they'll use that excuse to eat French fries. Right. You know, I pigged out tonight on pizza. It's great, but you're healthy. You look healthy. You look awesome. But internally, what's going on in your environment and your body? And you're creating its own inflammatory state. So right. your healing process is going to slow down. So that's where I feel like the nutrition innovation, whether it's supplementation and whole food nutrition, is really like the key to that. But it's just a piece of it.
Right, right. I know that you have a study planned and getting ready to start soon where you're looking at some of the athletes that you're working with and looking at things like dry needling and acupuncture and nutrition intervention. Tell us a little bit about that study and when will we see results of that? By the end of the year, beginning of next year?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we get started very, very soon so we have the evidence before the end of the year. We're going to be working with cyclists and mainly they have low back and hip pain, which is pretty common in that in cyclists specifically. So yeah, we're going to combine chiropractic and acupuncture care, not nutritional there, and just see how that goes because we just did a study on just the nutrition component. So once we get this down, we'll see the brainwave activity changes on the EEG and the EMG for the muscle activity as well. Then we can get that next step and, all right, what are we doing next, which we actually are start putting that all together,
right.
Really showing how it's all a big piece to one big puzzle.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have you had a chance to walk around the floor yet? This is just in the first half day of the conference. I haven't had a chance to check out some of the seminars, but
my wife and I walked around for about 20 minutes. We didn't even see half of what we need to see. So yeah, we're excited to walk around the rest and see what everyone has to offer. There's a lot of cool companies that have some really, really neat products that I've never seen before. Yeah. So I'm interested to learn more about it though.
Yeah, great. So you were an athlete yourself, so you're a power lifter or bodybuilder?
Yeah, I actually did both. I'm not actively competing right now. Growing up, I always played everything. I played soccer, baseball,
right,
football. Yeah, thanks.
I'm kidding.
No, that's funny. I was always fluctuating because once I was in college, I started lifting heavy, and I got into powerlifting, and then I switched to a few bodybuilding competitions, went back to powerlifting. That was kind of like my pride and joy.
Yeah.
So I haven't actively competed in a while, but I still, you know, competing with myself.
Yeah,
you know,
that was awesome.
Working
so
with my numbers.
What was the biggest challenge to stay in peak form? You know, while you were doing power and body?
Honestly, it comes back. I had the mental component to be in the gym and do what I need to do, hit my my personal records, and set the actual workouts, which the training I had in undergrad really made my workout programs perfect. So I wasn't worried about that. It was always nutrition. Came down to nutrition.
Yeah.
Even when I was getting ready for a powerlifting competition, how are you going to eat? And when you switched, especially when you switched to bodybuilding, where you need to lean out and really decrease your fat, and at a certain pace, you can't just drop as fast as you can. That was the biggest component.
Yeah, wow. Fantastic. So this is Holistic Matters Podcast, the podcast designed to help you become the you that nature intended, providing new information and insights to advance chiropractic care and nutrition, recording live from FCA, the national event in Orlando, Florida. We're here with Dr. Matthew Antonelli. Thanks, Matt, for joining us.
Appreciate
and having
it.
A great discussion, and look forward to some of the new findings that you see with the EEG and functional neurology world and the benefits of both chiropractic and nutrition co-therapies. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.